Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been. I do kiss people on the forehead. I do kiss people on the cheek. I do kiss people on the hand. I do embrace people. I do hug people, men and women. I do on occasion say, Ciao Bella. On occasion, I do slip and say sweetheart or darling or honey. I do banter with people. I do tell jokes, some better than others. I am the same person in public as I am in private. You have seen me do it on TV through all my briefings and for 40 years before that. I try to put people at ease. I try to make them smile. I try to connect with them. And I try to show my appreciation and my friendship. I now understand that there are generational or cultural perspectives that, frankly, I hadn't fully appreciated. And I have learned from this.
Hello, I am calling for Donald Trump.
Is this Angry Andrew? First of all, it's President Donald J. Trump.
Excuse me. No, I was still talking. You, as an ex-president, no longer have the authority to talk over me. I am still currently a governor and in a leadership position.
Well, not for so long, Angry Andrew. You know, I hear from strong supporters in Albany that they're going to impeach you like a dog.
Well, as it turns out, the allegations against me, as you might be able to relate to, are totally false. And I am planning my vengeance right now. I'm simply not leaving the governor's mansion until I have set in motion a series of revenge schemes, sort of a combination of John Wick and Saw.
You know, I do respect the fact that you've stood in there. That's, you know, tougher than most Democrats. You know, in the GOP, in the Trump GOP, we would always welcome someone with your sort of toughness and talent. And, you know, so much tougher than that traitor Mike Pence, by the way.
So are you implicating that there might be an open vacancy on a 2024 GOP ticket?
Oh, Mike Pence is so done. He's so done. He's off the ticket like a dog. Because, you know, if there's a dog on the ticket, we kick it off. Although I will say, Mike Pence, a very big fan of your brother, by the way, has a lot of pictures of him in his home gym, and also I think he's got a couple on the headboard of his bed.
We could form a Cuomo Trump 2024 ticket.
Obviously the ticket would be Trump Cuomo 2024.
I think we have a deal.
Party is not as important as misogyny, so I am willing, very powerfully by the way, to cross party lines if we can form a coalition ticket that treats women like total dogs.
Ventilator alligator.
A pity she does not exist. A shame he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me. From here on I go stag. The only girl I it, it's really not my bag. Just thought it might be funny to see Andrew and Greg. The moment he walked on the stage, my tail began to wag. Wag like a little winter dog for Andrew and Greg. Andrew and Greg. Andrew and Greg. Andrew and Greg. Yeah. I've always been a ladies' man and I don't have to brag. But I've become a mama's boy for Andrew and Greg. I'd sign away my trust fund. Girl again, he did it as a gag. I'll pine away forevermore for Andrew and Greg.
Breaking news out of New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo has resigned. He will step down in 2 weeks. His announcement comes after a scathing report from the state's attorney general's office accusing the governor of sexually harassing 11 women.
Now, despite stepping down as governor, Cuomo continues to deny that he did anything wrong.
The most serious allegations made against me had no credible factual basis in the report.
The Late Show editors had some free time, so they improved Cuomo's resignation speech.
So let's start New York tough with the truth. I sexually harassed 11 women. I was continuously trying to recruit more women to hug and kiss. No other state government accomplished more sexual harassment. Thank you for the honor of touching you.
I am announcing that I am, as of midnight tonight, because, you know, I think things are sexier at midnight. I will be resigning as governor of the great state of New York. I would like to thank everyone who worked for me and the many accomplishments that we achieved during my administration. I would also like to take this time to apologize to the many hot pieces of ass that I may have been misinterpreted as harassing. I never intended to make you feel anything but a deep, burning sensation of passion in your loins. And nothing more than that. Simply, in Italian-American culture, that's just referred to as a pleasant Tuesday. But I understand that that has been misinterpreted and characterized poorly, both by the media and some people who wanted to take me down. So I am going to take some time now to speak with my family, to invest in ventilators, and to start up my new business, Cuomo's Assisted Living Facilities, where you can get quality leadership for your loved ones. And we promise not to charge you a lot, because most likely their stay will be very short. So if there are no more questions, I have to go subscribe to a bunch of OnlyFans accounts because the next few days are going to be very lonely and there will be a lot of soul searching. So thank you and have a nice day.
And this afternoon, Andrew Cuomo resigned. Don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out. But if it does, that door should also resign. Now, for now, Cuomo is still governor, because for reasons I do not understand, Cuomo's resignation will take effect in 14 days. Evidently, he gave himself 2 weeks' notice. Resignation comes after 11 women have accused him of sexual harassment, ranging from running two fingers across the chest of an energy company employee to grabbing the rear of an unnamed employee to a former assistant who says the governor reached under her blouse and grabbed her breast. At the press conference, Cuomo took full responsibility for his actions, sort of.
In my mind, I've never crossed the line with anyone. But I didn't realize the extent to which the line has been redrawn.
I don't know exactly what line he's talking about, but hopefully he'll explain it in his new book, Andrew and the Purple Crayon. Warning, that's not a crayon in his hand. But it is purple. One of the more disturbing details in the Attorney General's report was the allegation that Cuomo had harassed a member of his own security detail.
At public events, troopers will often hold doors open or guard the doorways. When I walk past them, I often will give them a grip of the arm, a pat on the face, a touch on the stomach, a slap on the back. It's my way of saying, I see you. I appreciate you.
Wow. Did you catch that? He really tried to slip in that touch on the stomach. As if it's all the same. I would often pat them on the back, stroke them on the groin. Perhaps a friendly suck on the toe. But then they moved the line. So evidently, he touches police officers on the stomach, a tradition he started with his original chief of security, Larry Poppenfresh.
I want to run by some of the ways he says he greets people.
Ooh.
And I want you to tick. There were four he mentioned.
Okay.
I want you to tick if it's okay or if it crosses the line for you.
Okay.
Grip of the arm.
I don't like the word grip.
Yeah, grips are problematic.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Especially, I bruise easily, too. So any a grip is going to give me a bruise.
Yeah.
And I don't want to remember that I met you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say no to that.
Pat on the face.
I don't like the word pat either.
No. That, I don't like anybody touching my face.
You're very particular about your
face. Inside of the mouth is fine because that's the... I don't like the dry side,
mm-hmm.
but the wet part.
Yep. The only person allowed to pat my face is my plastic surgeon.
At the end to see if it it's holding.
Good job. Sticks it together.
I think we're good. He's like, I'm going to give it a few pats, and then if it holds, you can go right up.
He's like, here we go. It won't fall off.
Slap on the back.
Well, I have a more positive connotation with that because that feels Irish to me.
Right.
But in this case, it's Italian.
Yeah. I think of everything we've gone through so far, slap on the back is the finest.
Although we've all had experiences where we've gotten the, like, angry slap on the back from
right.
somebody that's like, good job, buddy.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Where right. you, yeah. So here's the one that he buried this one. This was the third
okay.
one he said because this was the
he
one
mumbled
that he
this
got.
One
well,
bit.
He this is the one that he was sort of,
right.
he was referring to this allegation. Touch of the belly.
That's going to be a no for me.
That's
dog.
A no, yeah. And that was.
That's going to be a no for
a
me.
A no for me. And he
belly,
touched a woman's belly.
Okay,
yeah.
Bellies. Any lady will tell you a belly is, you don't, that's
yeah.
not, unless you're very proud of your abs.
Right.
You
well,
don't.
Well, as a man, I don't like my belly touched, and I've got like a 50 pack, you know.
You do.
It looks like bubble wrap.
Well, it looks like a plastic bag filled with 50 beers.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But beer cans. Like a.
Beer cans, like that shape. Yeah, belly. You know, when you're a woman, when you're a pregnant woman, that is a big thing.
He maybe said stomach. I'm now realizing.
Okay, because belly's very different than
yeah.
Okay, but stomach.
Touch, I mean, it's the same part, but he did say stomach.
Stomach.
Touch a stomach.
Yeah, it's going to be, again, like, there's, a stomach is a very forbidden place. Like, few people touch other people's stomachs.
Yeah.
Unless you're pregnant. And then everyone on the subway.
Right.
Touches you on the stomach.
You're right. You were New York pregnant.
I was New York pregnant, and people really come at you like, they really want to get it. They really want to
yeah.
get it.
In a fitting bit of karma, 14 days from now, New York will have its first female governor, current Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Wow. I did not realize how many Hochul fans there were out there. Hochul will be taking the seat vacated by Cuomo, hopefully after putting a towel down first.
Thanks this week for the songs from Husker Du, Funkadelic, The Beastie Boys, The Magnetic Fields, and Queen, and thanks for the clips and excerpts from Andrew Cuomo, J.L. Covan, Chuck Todd, Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, and Amy Poehler.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.